Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to take you off the wrong road, put you on the right road. Yes, Jesus come to deliver people and set people free from the bondage of sin. Praise God. Because the Lord saved me. Yes, he did. He changed my life. And I've been changed ever since. We've been talking about the powerful names of God. Right now we're on Jehovah Nissi, the Lord that will fight your battle. We're going to continue the message on today, so like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this powerful message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, amen. The Amalekites was trying to defeat Israel. Just fight with their skills. Now, the way man look at it, they got the skill. They able to defeat Israel. Israel was unskilled. They didn't know anything. They feel like that they could easily beat them. But when you got God on your side, the Bible said, "Greater is he that is in you than he that's in that world." How many of y'all believe that? Or you're looking at what the devil has got going on. You got to believe what God, knowing that God is more powerful than what you see with your natural eyes. Look at King David. David, he went forth to Goliath. Goliath was a big giant. Goliath looked at David like he was nobody. A little bitty something. He mocked him. And said, "You come to fight me with sticks?" Amen. Goliath had a sword. He had armor on. I'm telling you, he was sure enough ready for battle. You talk about intimidation. That will intimidate you. How that, amen, Goliath was looking. But David had faith. He trusted God. I'm telling you. He didn't have the skills like a soldier to fight. But he had the faith to believe God. The anointing of God. I'm going to let you know the anointing is what people need. The power of God, the Holy Ghost, is what you need. Glory to God. Jesus was anointed by the Holy Ghost. Went forth doing good. Healing all manner of sickness and disease. Because he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. We talked about that. The Lord knows how to fix your situation. Like he did David. David had a sling. Had five smooth stones he had in his sling. Now what can a sling with five smooth stones do to a big giant? Got armor on. Got a sword in his hand. Got a shield. Ready for battle. I'm telling you, but I want to let you know, stop looking at what you see and trust a great big God, because God is a God of miracles. You hear me? I'm a preacher. I believe in miracles. Amen. I don't stop at what man said. I know that God can go beyond what man said, what the doctor said, what the surgeon said. The power of God can go beyond and blow the doctor's mind and blow the surgeon's mind. Look at what God did. God is Jehovah Nissi. Amen. He delivered Goliath in David's hand. Amen. I'm telling you, Goliath was so confident that he can defeat David. He said, come to me. I'll give your flesh to the beasts of the fields and the fowls of the air. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. He thought that was an easy task. Amen. But David, he ran by the power of the Holy Ghost. You hear me? And the power of God got a hold. He took that stone in that sling and slung that stone. And I'm telling you, amen, what can a boy do to hit that stone, to throw that stone like that? You know it was the power of God that got behind that stone. And I'm telling you, that stone flew and it hit Goliath in the most vulnerable spot. I want to let you know, when you trust God, God knows how to hit the situation in the weakest spot to take it down. Amen. I'm telling you, he knows how to conquer that devil and bring him down. Praise God. Amen. Because he is Jehovah Nissi, the God that will fight your battle. Glory to God. Amen. Trust the Lord. Trust God. Stop letting the devil fill you up with doubt and unbelief. But trust God. Now, David, trust the Lord. He went out there with that sling and slung that stone. And that stone went by the power of the Holy Ghost and hit Goliath in his weakest spot. That was in his forehead. And you know it was the power of God. Because that rock was hit him so hard that it sunk in his forehead. You know what that is, was nothing but the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. That's something to shout about. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. And Goliath fell flat to the ground. Look at God. Glory to God. And David went up there and took Goliath's sword and cut Goliath's head off with his own sword. Look at God. God knows how to give you the victory. Now, Joshua was fighting the Amalekites. Joshua was fighting. Moses had his hands up. And the Holy Ghost worked among them and the Amalekites were defeated. You hear me? Israel defeated the Amalekites because of Jehovah Nissi, the Lord that will fight your battle. What did the Bible say? Go back to Exodus. Exodus
13, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of the Amalekites from under heaven.
I'm telling you, now listen. Praise God. In Exodus 18 and 13, listen. Now, Joshua defeated the Amalekites with the edge of the sword. Let you know it was God behind that sword. You hear me? I'm telling you, it was God behind that sword. God knows how to get behind what you put out for him. He knows how to fight your battle. Glory to God. Amen. And I'm telling you, it wiped the Amalekites out. The Lord knows how to wipe that situation out. Knock it out. Set you free from alcohol. Set you free from drugs. You can't smoke to save your life. You can't drink to save your life. That stuff stinks in your nostril. But the Lord done set you free from it. Praise God. Amen. When Jesus said in St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. When he set you free, you don't want it no more. Glory to God. Because the Lord done set you free. Glory to God. There's something to dance and shout about. Praise God. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi.
He called it Jehovah Nissi.
Well, he said, because the Lord has sworn with the Lord, we have war with the Amalekites from generation to generation.
Then you know you're going to fight that devil as long as you stay here on this earth. I'm telling you, we're going to be at war with Satan as long as we stay here on this earth. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. So he is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord that will fight your battle. Whatever your battle is, the Lord will take care of it. Just give it over to him. Let the Lord take care of it. Praise God. Amen. Give it over to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil. Praise God. And I'm telling you, Jesus will whip that devil. Yes, he did. He'll whip Satan. Praise God. Whatever that Satan trying to attack you with, he'll whip that devil. Doubt, unbelief, fear. I'm telling you, Jesus will knock that mess out the way. Cause you to trust the Lord that God will work a miracle in your life. Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because he is Jehovah Nisi. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm telling you, I'm a Jesus man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message, knowing that you are Jehovah Nisi, the Lord that will fight our battles. Lord, where are battles going on in the lives of the people that's, amen, listening to this broadcast, that got their hands laid for prayer? Lord, I want you to, amen, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch them, Lord. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Lord, deliver them from what the problems they're having on the job. Lord, problems in their home. Lord, problems, amen, in the community. Problems wherever. The devil's raging in their marriage. Lord, I want you to knock that devil out the way. In Jesus' name. Praise our God. Lord, let them trust you, God, that, Lord, you can work a miracle in their life. Lord, conquer the devil in their spouse. Lord, cause that spouse to fall under the power of God. In Jesus' name. Lord, I want you to, amen, to deliver, amen, conquer that devil on the job. Lord, conquer the devil, amen, in the schools. Lord, conquer the devil in the jails and prisons. Lord, deliver them and set the people free for whatever problem they're in. Lord, do these things, Lord Jesus. We'll give your name the praise. Those that are sick in their bodies, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, I speak health and cure. Lord, heal the people in Jesus' name. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Avail.
Praise him, praise him. Says Psalms, if you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. He's a prayer answer savior. He will answer prayer. You believe that message that Ella Holmes just gave you, and you call on the name of Jesus. He is already right there. He said he will hear you before you call, and he will answer you. So don't be discouraged and don't give up. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. He has, I often say, never get tired. He has a plan for you to have hope and your plan for you to prosper. And the plan for you to have freedom in him. Those behind in the free world, thank you for your prayers, support of our ministry. The Lord has a plan for you too. And he can solve any problem that you have. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love. But the most of all, hallelujah, glory to God. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you and I challenge you to give God a chance and you will not be disappointed. He's a God that cannot and will not lie to you. He will fix your problem. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Avail and myself. The Lord open up doors. We go into the jails and prisons to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to those that's behind prison bars. And those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. All your financial gifts are tax deductible, and we appreciate it, large or small. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, and along with one companion, Missionary Avail, is saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.